being with us tonight. For those just visiting with us, make yourself at home. Unusual service, baby dedication, child dedication. I was thinking about it this afternoon. I don't think I've ever done one the same. I've known preachers over the years that if they were going to do a baby dedication, they had a certain sermon they would preach every time. And I don't think I've ever done one the same. But you pray for us. Pray for each other. And as I preach through this, I'm not only preaching to the parents, preaching to the grandparents, aunts and uncles, and church family. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. I'm going to start reading, Riley, in verse 19. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifices and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks, 1 ephah of flour, and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Amen. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that we have someone to call. Thank you, Lord, for each one that's come this way tonight, God. And Lord, we ask your hand to be upon us, Lord. And I pray, God, you speak to hearts. God, help us right now, God. And whatever's done tonight, we're going to make sure that you picked it up. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you study the first of this chapter, you find out that Hannah has come to the temple or the tabernacle, and she is praying. She is weeping because she has no children. And Eli, the prophet, thinks that she's drunk because she's kind of mumbling to herself. And she says, no, that's not what's wrong. She tells him her story. And he basically puts a blessing on her. And the Bible says in verse 19 that she conceived a son. And now the Bible tells us that she came and she dedicated that child to the Lord. I want to preach just a little while on this thought, lent to the Lord. Lent to the Lord. A dedication service, understand, a dedication service is not a ceremony. It's a commitment and a vow before God. Amen. I thought about it as I was studying a little bit on this afternoon. You know, the most important vows you ever take is the marriage vow. You vow to God. And tonight, you know, some of you parents and grandparents, at the end, we're going to gather around this altar, and we're going to pray, and you're going to make some promises to God. And let me go ahead and tell you something. I'd rather break a promise to Brother Robert than I had what break a promise to God. Amen. Now, Hannah shows us the heart of a parent who gives her child back to the Lord. Samuel was a gift from God, and Hannah understood something that all parents need to learn tonight. Children are not a possession. They are a trust from God. Amen. You got to understand this. This child had been prayed for. I've known people over the years that, you know, they come to church and they pray, Miss Angie, and they pray for a child, and God blesses them, and God gives them that child, and next thing you know, they're out of church, and they're out doing things, and they're not raising that child the way they were supposed to. But the Bible says in verse 27, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him." Every child is a gift of God. Every child is a gift of God. Let me just say this. I like it when the Lord just gives you something good right off the bat. Sometimes we plan for children. Sometimes we don't. But every child is a gift of God. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 127, verse 3, "Though children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Children are an answer to prayer. Before Samuel was ever a prophet, Samuel was a prayer request. Somebody say amen right there. Before he was ever a prophet, he was a prayer request. Before he was ever a preacher, he was a prayer request. Before he was ever a man of God, he was a prayer request. This child had been prayed for. Children are answers to prayers. Parents need to see that God's hand in the child's life. No matter what happens, your attitude ought to be this. This child belongs to God. This child belongs. God has just trusted me with this child. And I need to raise this child in the best possible way that I can. This child had been prayed for. This child was given by God. The Bible says in verse 27, "For this child I prayed." Now look, "And the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him." God is the giver of life. Every breath your child takes is from God. Every breath you take is from God. Every inch that child grows is from God. Every time that child makes another accomplishment, every time that child learns to walk, every time that child learns to speak, every time that child learns to smile, every time that child learns to pick his hands up and say, "Pick me up," that is a gift of God. That is a gift of God that God is blessing. God is touching that child. God is helping that child to grow. Amen. Somebody ought to shout this morning. This night, because you got a child that can raise their hands. Somebody ought to shout today. You got a child that can speak. Somebody ought to shout today because you got a child that can walk across the floor. It's a gift of God. Amen. Children are a blessing, not a burden. I'm going to say that one more time. Children are a blessing, not a burden. Yes, sir. A lot of time, if we ain't careful, we start griping and complaining. Come on. Well, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to go here, and I got to do that, and I got to do, I just have no time for myself. Well, you ought to have thought about that before you had the child. Children are a blessing. Even in a messed up world, children are a reminder that God's still planning for the future. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just telling you right now, it tickles me. I told somebody this the other day. We were doing something up here and the band was going to sing, and I felt like the Lord was changing my mind on my message, so I wanted to run back to my office and get some of my notes that I had. And when I opened that door right there, they had turned children's church loose, and there were children everywhere back there. Glory to God. I like to have a fit in the back of the church. I couldn't even get into my office for all the kids running around. That's a blessing. I'm telling you, folks, we are a blessed church. Not only has God got somebody established for now, thank God for young men like Taylor. Thank God for young men that's willing to step up and be there. Thank God we got somebody coming behind him, glory to God. Hey, when he's my age, somebody's just running around right now, hey, causing a fuss, jumping pews, and you fussing about it, hey, they're going to be standing in the pulpit. They're the ones going to be leading the choir, amen. God is moving in the future, and that's what our children are. Amen. Gratitude ought to mark your parenting skills. Hannah never complained. Hannah never complained about her responsibility. She just thanked God for the opportunity. Let me just go ahead and stop. Let me slow down just a little bit. Listen, if you got one child, you got your hands full. If you got two children, you really got your hands full. Come on, preacher. And the more you step it up, the greater the responsibility. And I understand and I realize, let me tell you something, I realize that sometimes, Well, I'm going to pick on Gavin a little bit. We had choir practice. Olivia didn't feel good today. Gavin said he knew he wouldn't come, and he had three kids. Amen. Glory to God. If I had to watch three little ones, I wouldn't have been here either. Let's make sure that we don't complain. Let's make sure that we lift them up to the Lord. Hannah didn't complain. She just thanked God for the opportunity. And let me go ahead and tell you, sis, if God has blessed you with those kids, Gavin, God entrusted you with those kids. Amen. And God's got enough confidence in you and Olivia to raise those kids. Amen. Amen. And that goes for every one of you parents. Cody, God's got enough confidence in you. Taylor, God's got enough confidence in you to raise those kids and to do it the right way. Amen. This child was lent back to the Lord. Verse 28, therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. The word lent right here basically means to be entrusted back to the Lord and for whatever the Lord sees fit. Amen. We say that one more time, to be entrusted back to the Lord in whatever way the Lord sees fit. Understand something, when Hannah comes in and Hannah gives this child to Eli, Hannah had no idea what God was going to do with that child. Hannah had no idea that this was going to be one of the greatest prophets to ever live. Hannah had no idea that this was going to be one of the best judges to ever live. Hannah had no idea that this was going to be one of the greatest leaders that Israel ever had. She had no, but all she said, Lord, he's yours, do with him as you please. Let me go ahead and let me put it to you this way. If God wants a missionary, don't try to turn him into a doctor. If God's trying to make a preacher, don't try to turn him into a farmer. Let God lead in that child's life. Dedication means direction. In other words, you got to promise to lead that child towards the Lord. You got to promise to lead that child towards the Lord. Thank God for godly parents. Thank God for people that have raised their children in church. Let me, the Bible says in Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart from it. Thank God for people that are steering their children to the Lord and guiding their children to the Lord. Let me tell you, everybody hadn't been raised like that. Everybody wasn't raised in church. Everybody wasn't raised with a godly mama and daddy. Everybody wasn't raised with good godly grandparents. Everybody wasn't raised in the confines of a church. Everybody wasn't that way. Thank God for those that have been. Amen. Dedication means direction, and also dedication means influence. The greatest influence your children will ever have is you. Taylor, you got more influence than anybody else in the world. Now you think about what I'm saying. Samuel was going to be one of the greatest prophets ever. Samuel was going to grow up. You got more influence than the school. You got more influence than the church. You got more influence than the pastor. You've got more influence than the grandparents. You've got more influence than anybody else. You parents have got to understand something. They are watching you. They want to. Every little boy wants to be like daddy. I remember where Brother Ed working on the, when we was growing up, my daddy, we had a garden. My daddy would be out there walking in the garden spreading fertilizer, and I'd be out there trying to put my feet in his footsteps, trying to walk like daddy walked, trying to talk like daddy talked. Amen. Trying to be what my daddy was. And them little girls are the same way. They want to be just like mama. So mama and daddy, you listen to me real good right here. They are watching you. They are going to imitate you. They're going to do their very best to be just like you. Amen. See, that's what dedication means. This child was given back, now listen, for life. This child was given back for life. Verse 28, therefore, also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. This is not a one-time thing tonight. A lot of people got it in their mind, well, I'm just going to go to church. I'm going to dedicate my child to the Lord. And then, you're going to hang a certificate on your wall? No, this is still going to be taking place next year. This is still going to be taking place the year after that. Listen, my children are in their 30s and 40s almost, and I'm still trying to lead by example. Amen. Raising a child takes consistency. Listen, discipline. Be the same every day. Be the same every day. Show that love. Be the same every day. Somebody said, being a parent's hard. Not if you do it like the Bible said to do it. You just got to make up your mind, I'm going to do it right. You got to make up your mind, I'm going to do it the way the Bible says do it. I'm not going to do it like Hollywood says do it. I'm not going to do it like the schoolhouse says do it. I'm going to do it like the Bible says do it. And when the Bible says it, I'm going to stand on the Bible. And I'm going to lead my children by the Bible. I'm going to correct my children by the Bible. I'm going to guide my children by the Bible. I'm going to guide my children in the way that God would want them to go. Listen to this. H.W. Beecher said this. You cannot teach a child to take care of himself unless you will let him take care of himself. He will make mistakes, and out of these mistakes will come his wisdom. Now, I'm very seldom ever come up with any good phrases, but I thought about this today. Wisdom cannot be taught. It must be learned. Listen to what I'm saying. Wisdom can't be, I can't teach my children wisdom, but they can learn wisdom. Let me tell you something. I can tell my child, don't touch the fire. But until they put their hand to the fire, they're going to do their very best to touch it. That's what I'm talking about. You can't teach some things. There's some things that you're going to have to learn on your own. There's some things that I had to learn on my, thank God my mama and daddy, they done the best they could. But you know how I have learned to cope with life and how I have learned to do things. Some of the stuff I had to learn by being stupid. Amen. And you got to let your kids be stupid sometime. Because that's the only way they're going to get wisdom. That's the only way they're going to learn. Raising a child is by example. Now listen, your child may not always do what you say, but they will always do what you do. Your child might not always do what you say, but they will always do what you do. Without a doubt. Now listen, we're going to change just a little bit right now. For all you parents that's here, I got a little charge I'm going to give you. I want you to listen up real good. This is kind of a fourfold charge. Number one, love your children unconditionally. Amen. Love your children unconditionally. Because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, don't let them ever doubt your love. There's never been a time in my life that I ever doubted my mom and daddy's love. And I hope and I pray there's never been a time in my kids' life where they doubted my love. Oh, they might have been mad as fire at me. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I'm from the old school discipline, amen. I discipline like my daddy disciplined me. I had one of my pastor's wife one time, somebody was talking about somebody talking the fire out of somebody. She said, well, I ain't never been able to talk the fire out of somebody, but I sure beat the fire out of my kids. I'll tell somebody, my daddy didn't know what a spanking was. Amen. But I never doubted their love. Number two, lead them spiritually. Bring them to church. Don't send them to church. Bring them to church. Amen. Don't leave it up to these young teachers in these classes to teach them the Bible. You teach them the Bible. Have daily devotions with your kids. Let your child see you pray. Amen. Let your child be there when you pray. And live the example before them. Let them see how you live. Because I'm just going to tell you, I remember growing up, and my daddy's not always been what he was supposed to be. But Tony, I remember growing up and hearing my daddy pray. That's something I won't ever forget. Lead by example. And then leave your children in God's hands. You can't protect them from everything. You can't stop them from getting in trouble. But you can do what Hannah did and leave them in the Lord's hands. Charles Francis Adam, a 19th century political figure and diplomat, kept a diary. Now listen to this. This is good. One day he entered in his diary, Went fishing with my son today, a day wasted. His son kept a diary also, Brooke Adams, which he wrote in on that same day. Went fishing with my father today, was the most wonderful day of my life. Amen. The father thought he was wasting time while fishing with his son, but the son saw it as an investment in time with him. Be there for your kids. Be there for your kids. You have one job, parents. Listen, you got one job. Raise that child the right way. That's it. I realize you got to buy groceries. I realize that. I understand that. But you got one job that God's entrusted to you. Raise that child in the right way. Now I want to give a charge to the church. We need to pray for these kids. Amen. We need to encourage these kids. We need to help these kids. We need to live godly examples for these kids. My goal, now I'm going to say this, and it's already started. I've been at this church 26 years. I've been able to stand before and marry some of the little girls that was little when I came. And now they've got kids. Amen. My goal is to be able to stand here and marry them kids. I want to live that godly example. And I'm going to say something right now, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I've heard, and all my life, you know, you grow up in church, and I hear people say, Brian, something to this effect. I remember preacher Billy Baker. Man, that was a godly man. That's the best pastor I've ever had. That's my goal. That some of these kids that's growing up in this church will say that one day. I'm going to give you one example. Gavin, who's the only preacher you've ever known? One day, I'm going to ask Lachlan the same thing. And Gavin's going to be old and gray or bald-headed like me. He's going to say, you are. I want to be that example. And church, you ought to want to be that example. That ought to be our goal. Some of us in here just getting to be senior citizens, it ought to be your goal to lead these children in the right way. Amen. Amen. Be godly examples. One day Samuel was laying in bed. And Samuel heard the voice of God. Why was he able to hear the voice of God? Because he was raised in the right way. Amen. Now I'm going to ask all my deacons to come up. Everybody that's going to be dedicating a child tonight, if you would, let's come up, bring those children up, and let's gather around the altar. I want all my deacons, if they would, come up on the pulpit area. If you're going to dedicate your child to the Lord tonight, bring them up here. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, church. Now let's come gather around them. We're going to pray not only for these kids, but we're going to pray for these parents and grandparents and extended families, that they'll promise God tonight that they're going to do their very best to raise these children the right way. And we as a church are going to be there for them.
Amen.
Amen. That we as a church are going to be there for them. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray right now, Lord, your blessings upon every one of these. God, I pray, God, you'd have your hand on them, God. I pray, God, you'd watch over them, God. Put those special angels right there with them, Lord. God, as they grow, God. God, and they, Lord, they're going to go out. They're going to get in trouble, God. They're going to do things, God. Keep them safe, Lord. But, God, keep them in church, Lord. And I pray, God, you'd have your hand on them. I pray for the parents right now, God. God, I pray, God, you would just watch over them. God, give them wisdom, Lord. I pray, God, your hand to be upon them, God. Lord, you lead and you guide them. God, help them to promise not, God, to raise these children in church. Promise to raise these children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. God, I pray, God, you'd watch over them. God, help them to be the godly examples, God, that you want them to be. God, I pray for the grandparents and the aunts and uncles this year right now, God. God, that you would help them, God, Lord, to dedicate their life to you, God. God, live a godly example before these children, God. So that they'll see a godly example, not only from mama and daddy, but from grandmama and granddaddy, and from aunts and uncles, God. God, and I pray right now, Lord, for our church family. God, I pray, God, you'd help us to God. God, that godly example before them. God, when these little children come in and they sit down in a classroom, God, God, that they'll have enough confidence in a teacher, Lord, that they're going to teach them the right way, God. God, I pray, God, you'd help them have enough confidence, God, Lord, in a deacon board, God, that's going to do their very best to lead them in the way. God, help them to have enough confidence, God, pastor and pastor's wife, God, Lord, to be able to come to us, God, Lord, with whatever the need is, God. God, and when they get old enough, Lord, God, and they're at that age of accountability, God. God, I pray, God, you'd deal with their heart, God, and God, help them to get on and off, Lord, and ask you to be their Savior. God, I pray, God, your hand to be upon them. God, you lead and you guide right now, and we'll praise you. We're going to honor you, God, for all you do. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 You may be seated.